Homily for Monday, the 29th of July, the feast of the Passion of John the Baptist. The figure of John the Baptist has many facets. At the beginning of his own ministry, Jesus turns to John as a model. He is baptized by John. And John shares his disciples with Jesus, encouraging them to follow him. In the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus calls John more than a prophet. He's Elias who is to come. In the memory of the church, John's birth is always intimately linked with Jesus' own birth. And in the calendar of the church, John the Baptist is the only saint whose birth and death are both remembered and celebrated, just like Jesus himself. So, John the Baptist is a man of lofty spiritual repute. He's very much a somebody in the kingdom of God. He's a model for us. And yet at the same time, there is no denying John's earthy manner, and above all, his guts, his nerve, his refusal to be intimidated, his willingness to speak truth to power. There's a wonderful Jewish word that catches John's spirit. The word is chutzpah, a kind of nervy brashness, even cockiness, before the pretenses of some authority figures. That was John, our lofty spiritual guide, but with lots of gutsy chutzpah. And that's the John who attracted Jesus, the John whose ministry Jesus praised, joined, and imitated. Jesus had some chutzpah himself. He was not afraid to speak up to authority and its pretensions. And let's not forget that. Let's not make John or Jesus into polite, simpatico religious types. Both Jesus and John are religious men of courage, committed to the spiritual adventure of speaking the truth. If we are to follow them, be their disciples, then we must reckon clearly with the costs of such discipleship. Truth-telling is many times not what nice people do, not even many nice leaders, because truth-telling is expensive, very expensive. It comes at great cost, even to the point of silencing the truth teller. That's exactly what we see in the lives and ministries of both Jesus and John. Both are telling us that this is how the kingdom of God must come down on earth, through our courageous truth telling. I'd like to include here some reflections from the prison diary of Alfred Delp. He was a German Jesuit who spoke out against the Nazi regime. Like John the Baptist, he was imprisoned and eventually executed. So I think it appropriate that we listen to Delp's reflections on John the Baptist. So listen, please, to what he writes. There should never be any lack of prophets like John the Baptist in the kaleidoscope of life at any period. Brave men and women inspired by the dynamic compulsion of the mission to which they are dedicated. True witnesses, following the lead of their hearts and endowed with clear vision and unerring judgment. Such persons do not cry out for the sake of making a noise or for the pleasure of hearing their own voices or because they envy other people the good things which have not come their way on account of their particular attitude toward life. They are above envy and have a solace known only to those who have crossed both the inner and outer limits of existence. Such persons proclaim the message of healing and salvation. May the figure of Saint John the Baptist, the incorruptible herald and teacher in God's name, be no longer a stranger in our own wilderness. Much depends on such symbolic figures in our lives. For how shall we hear if there are none to cry out, none whose voice can rise above the tumult of violence and destruction, the false clamor that deafens us to reality? Those were the words and reflections of Father Delp. So in conclusion, we don't know the last words or thoughts of John the Baptist before his execution. But we do have a final letter from Alfred Delp to his friends. So I suggest that we listen to his words and to his heart. He writes, "I will honestly and patiently await God's will. I will trust him till they come to fetch me. I will do my best to ensure that also this blessing shall not find me broken and in despair." So let us be grateful for the heroes we have among us, and may our gratitude for them lead us to follow in their way.